Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nogueling. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Nogueling. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra now catching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball towards center. Spence catches it and throws to home to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Potter for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling bunts for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Spence reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns won, and the Senators won. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 0 for 0 in the game. Nagyeling hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spence strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. QL moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ortiz scores. QL scores. Torres moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Guerra moves to second. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagyeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Torres. Guerra moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerra scores. Sullivan scores. Nagyeling moves to second. It's 5-1. Senators. Tex Shirley now pitching. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Epps pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Schultz now catching. Sig Jakuki now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagiling takes first base on ball 4. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.